Chapter 4 Matt spent some time looking round the little cottage. Aunt Jane had given him a quick guided tour, and there was not much more to discover. He had hoped to find a computer. No chance Aunt Jane would have any decent games for it, but a broadband internet connection seemed a good bet. He could check his email and surf the web. But he was out of luck. Aunt Jane had a small study in what was supposed to be the third bedroom. It was tiny, with barely room for the desk and a chair. From the cables and wires, Matt guessed Aunt Jane had a laptop, and she'd taken it with her up to the manor house, which made sense, she was working after all. It left Matt with little to do. He'd finished the book he'd bought for the train journey, so he inspected Aunt Jane's shelves for something to read. Agatha Christie seemed the least worst choice. He wasn't desperately interested in the other titles, books on gardening, accounting, how to manage your personal space, a few ancient mysteries books that purported to reveal the secret of the pyramids or the truth of a lost ancient civilization, and a lot of romantic historical novels with painted covers showing women in big dresses swooning in the arms of men in tight suits. The television did at least get satellite, and Matt flicked lazily through the channels. He watched a Bugs Bunny cartoon, but after that was some rubbish series about insects with big eyes who flew round saving the world from improbable menaces, so he turned it off again. He looked along the shelves once more, in case he'd missed something interesting, but he hadn't. It didn't seem likely the village would run to a bookshop or a library, and anyway it was raining more heavily now. Then he remembered that Aunt Jane had mentioned Julius Venture had a library he could use for homework. It wasn't likely to be the sort of library Matt was interested in, but he might at least have a computer Matt could use, and maybe Robin had some decent books. Matt thought again about the way Aunt Jane had been with Robin. Polite, but a bit distant. Not like her at all. And then her words to Matt. She'll bring you nothing but trouble. Well, he thought, maybe she'll bring me something to read or a DVD first. She was a bit weird, but at least she was his age.